National Broadcasting Company presents A House in the Country. This is Chapter 31, Volume 1 of A House in the Country, the radiologue of Joan and Bruce Marshall, those two young city people who have come out to live in the country and who are having a wonderful time. Bruce, you know, is an artist who has given himself a year to determine whether or not he can live by his paints alone. Last week, he decided to begin a series of paintings of local life, and as the first subject, he chose the volunteer fire department, with Walter Patterson, their landlord, and Clarence Brown, their butcher, as the two most prominent characters. Walter and Clarence have been feuding for 35 years, however, over Clarabelle Hopkins, the village telephone operator, and Bruce has been experiencing some difficulty with his models. However, things should be quieter today, for it was definitely understood that Clarence was to come today and Walter tomorrow, so there's no chance for a conflict. As we reach the little white cottage with the little white picket fence around it, we find Joan in the room which Bruce is using as a studio. The canvas is on the easel, and Bruce is studying some pencil sketches which he's holding. Joan, looking very fetching indeed with a big red apron over her blue slack outfit, is leaning over his shoulder.
Now, tell me just what you're going to do.
Well, first I'm making these pencil sketches.
You don't mind telling me.
Oh, no, not at all. This is Mr. Brown.
And I'm not bothering you?
Nope.
Kiss me, darling. Now, go ahead.
Well, this is a study of Mr. Brown. I'll probably be able to finish that this morning. And tomorrow I'll finish Mr. Patterson.
Oh, he's not coming today, is he?
No. And then I have to make a preliminary study of the fire engine and two or three of the other members of the fire department.
Oh, I thought just Mr. Brown and Mr. Patterson were going to be in it.
Well, they're the two principal figures. The painting is really of them when you come right down to it, with the fire engine and the other firemen and the house that's on fire in the background.
What house?
Oh, I don't know. I have to figure that out.
Oh, it was a shame. They had a real fire the other day, and you got there without anything to draw it.
Oh, well, I can fake a fire, and as for the engine, well, I'll go down to the firehouse and sketch it there.
Maybe Mr. Brown and Mr. Patterson bring it up here.
Sure, that's a swell idea.
I'm going to speak to them about it.
Don't be silly.
Well, what's silly, darling? You would do a favor for them, wouldn't you?
I suppose your head can't be pretty and full of brains at the same time, can it?
Thank you, darling. That's very sweet. Now, what else about the picture?
Well, that's about all. After I get the studies made, then I transfer it to the canvas and paint it.
Oh, you transfer? You mean trace it?
No, dear. I use the studies as a basis for the painting.
Oh, you don't trace it?
I don't trace it.
I see. But, Bruce, are the other firemen going to be fighting the fire? The ones in the background?
Correct.
But you're having Mr. Brown and Mr. Patterson pose in their blue fireman's uniforms.
Still correct.
Well, Mr. Patterson said those are the ones they wear to parade.
Even more correct.
Well, they wouldn't be fighting a fire all dressed up, would they?
No, my pet, they wouldn't. You see, this picture is going to be stylized. It's a painting of two volunteer firemen dressed in their best uniforms. The background just lends atmosphere, makes it more picturesque.
Oh.
It gives the flavor of the whole thing. Now, do you see?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, if you don't now, you will when it's finished. You just trust Papa, huh?
All right, darling. And thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
You know, Bruce, you're so patient. Most husbands would have told me to go mind my own business or something.
Well, now, why should I do that? I want you to take an interest in my work, don't I?
Do you?
Why, of course I do. After all, any artist likes to have people interested in what he's doing. Where would an artist get if nobody gave a dime?
That's right.
Well, sure it is. Look at me. I'm hoping to sell him. Now, for instance, when I explain the reason for having the two firemen all dressed up with a fire going on in the background, well, then people can appreciate and understand the painting better.
Oh, Bruce, you're wonderful.
Oh, get on with your blindness.
You are, darling, you are. Now, I could never be so patient about explaining things.
Well, patience isn't a virtue. Either you have it or you don't. Oh, that must be Mr. Brown now. Go let him in, will you, dear?
All right. Shall I have him come right in here?
Yeah, I want to get to work.
I bet you sell it just as soon as it's finished.
Bad luck. Mustn't tempt the fate.
Morning, Mr. Marshall.
Good morning, Mr. Brown. Say, I hope this isn't putting you out too much, coming up here to pose.
Oh, not at all. My gracious. Business ain't so rushing that I can't spare you a couple of hours.
Look at him. Doesn't he look nice in his uniform, huh?
He sure does.
Thanks. Well, I look better before I put on so much weight. It's kind of tight across the back porch.
I think it fits just right.
Yeah. Well, I had a gusset put in where it'd do the most good. Kind of eases the strain, so I feel safe. Do you want I should wear my cap, Mr. Marshall?
Oh, sure. That's part of the picture. Well, now, will you stand over there, please?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No, a little more to the right. That's fine.
Okay.
Now, look to your left. That's good. That's good. Now, hold it, please.
Yes, sir.
Now, did you want something, John?
No, I'm just going to watch for a minute.
Okay. What's the matter?
My nose was tickling. It's all right now. Sorry. Say, Mr. Marshall.
Yeah?
Look, I hate to interrupt, but there's something on my mind. I don't mean to be inquisitive,
That's
but...
That's all right. Go ahead.
It's about the picture. You know, the one you're painting me in white, you know, the...
Yeah, the one I'm doing now, I understand.
Yes. Well, there's something I'd kind of like to have explained to me about it.
Okay.
You're sure you don't mind my asking questions?
Oh, of course he doesn't, Mr. Brown.
Why, no.
An artist likes to have people interested in what he's doing, don't you, darling?
Well, certainly. I think that...
He thinks people ought to be interested in what he's doing. Where would he get if they didn't give a darn?
Yes, well, I hadn't looked at it that way.
Well, neither had I, but he explained it to me just before you came in. Go ahead and ask him.
Mr. Marshall, of course, I don't know any more about painting pictures than I do about flying an airplane. But you said something the other day about copying down the fire engine.
I'm going to use it, yes.
Then you said something about there'd be a house on fire and people running around or something.
Yes.
Now, this picture is one Walter Meade's going to be in, ain't it? In the uniform like I got on now?
That's right.
Well, Mr. Marshall, I don't want to try to run your business, but we wouldn't go to the fire in these big uniforms. We'd wear old clothes, you know, like we'd have on just when the alarm...
Oh, yes. I understand what you're talking about. But you see,
it's stylized. That's why you and Mr. Patterson are...
Honey, may I explain it, please?
Well, yes, darling. I was just going to tell him because you just told me, and I thought
That's all right. You see, Mr. Brown, the painting is primarily of you and Mr. Patterson. You're the chief figures, and you are consciously posing for me in your dress uniform. You see?
Yes, but about the...
Well, if the background was just some neutral color, it'd lack life. But if I indicate a burning house and some action, well, then we have something, well, something dramatic about it. Does that make it any clearer?
Well, the way it does it, except that we really wouldn't wear these good uniforms to a flight.
Yes, I understand that perfectly, but this is sort of a symbolism.
How's that?
Symbolism. Here. Now, look at it this way.
I guess you think I'm awful dumb, Mr. Marshall.
No, not at all.
Oh, don't be silly, Mr. Brown. Bruce loves to explain things about his picture.
Yeah.
I didn't understand about... Oh, there's somebody driving to our yard.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Why don't you go see who it is?
I will, darling. Bruce will make it all clear, Mr. Brown. Don't you worry. That's what artists are for.
Clear. After all, you're working just as hard as I am on this.
Well, it's nice you take the trouble just staying.
May we come in, darling? I don't want to disturb you, but I would love to peek in just a minute.
Well, hello, Clarabelle. Where'd you drop...
Darling? I don't want to disturb you, but I would love to peek in just a minute.
Well, hello, Clarabelle. Where'd you drop from?
Oh, just passing by, and I thought I'd be neighborly, so to speak. That is, if I'm not bothering you, Mr. Marshall.
Why, no, not at all.
Thank you. I won't be a bit of trouble. I told Miss Marshall to tell me straight out if I would. Didn't I, Mrs. Marshall?
Yes, you did.
I'm having a picture made, Clarabelle.
Don't be obvious, Clarence. You not only told me you were going to, but I have eyes in my head, haven't I?
Yes, Clarabelle.
Oh, these men. Shall I sit right here, Mr. Marshall?
Huh? Oh, yes. Did you want to watch?
Well, as I say, just for a minute. This is my day off, and when Clarence told me about the picture you was painting, I said to myself, I'd like to see just how that's done. Where was it?
Oh, he comes tomorrow.
Yeah, Mr. Marshall, he separates the sheep from the goats. Today it's sheep.
That'll do, Clarence. I've told you before, I do not like to have you boys talk about each other behind each other's backs. Now, you go right ahead, Mr. Marshall. Keep still, Clarence.
Well,
Oh, I like the curtains you got at those windows, Miss Marshall.
I think they're...
We mustn't disturb them, must we?
A little bit more to the left, please, Miss Brown. More. That's fine.
Did you shave this morning, Clarence?
Of course I did. I shaved twice, Miss Marshall.
Just nod your head. You should use more powder, then. First time in my life I've ever seen a real live artist work.
Clara, you ought not to interrupt.
You're the one he's drawing, not me. Stop fidgeting. Oh. Am I bothering you, Mr. Marshall?
No, that's all right.
I'm only going to be here a minute. Speaking of artists, we had a living tableau once at a church entertainment. The idea was that Percy Hoffman was an artist, and he was at one side of the stage. And every time the curtains went back, there was a girl. Each one in a different costume. And he made believe he was painting her. Percy wore a smock. A sort of a man's dress. And one of those floppy hats they call berries. Oh, there was a tennis girl and a society girl and a dancer and a farmer girl.
Did you want something, Bruce?
No.
I was the yachting girl. Is it a secret, or can I know what the picture is?
What do you think I'm wearing this uniform for?
I was speaking to Mr. Marshall.
So I realized. Well, you see...
I'll tell her, dear. You keep right on with your work. It's about the volunteer fire department.
Oh, I see. Very appropriate.
And Mr. Brown and Mr. Patterson will be in the foreground. And in the background, there's going to be a fire engine and a house on fire and people running around throwing each other out of windows.
Well, now that shows a lot of imagination, doesn't it? But I guess an artist has to have imagination, doesn't it?
What'd you say, darling?
Nothing.
Excuse me, but did you say there was going to be a fire in the background?
Yes. That makes it dramatic.
Oh. Mr. Marshall,
Yes?
Mr. Marshall, I don't want you to think me presumptuous, but I know you're new around here, and I realize you aren't used to our ways.
Yes?
Well, may I ask a question about the picture?
Well, that's one thing Mr. Marshall don't mind.
Well, he wants people to understand what he's doing.
Will Clarence and Walter wear this uniform in that picture?
Now, don't tell me. I know what you're going to say. You want to point out that the volunteer firemen don't wear the blue uniforms to fire.
Why, yes. Then you know.
I know. Do I know? I know because I've been told 100,000 times it's...
That's our telephone.
Yeah, I'll answer it. I think I can use a change of address. Hello.
Mr. Marshall?
Yes.
S. Pettingill at the Essex County Advertiser. Charlie Pettingill, we'd like to get an item for this Saturday's paper, if you don't mind. Now, I understand you're painting a picture about our fire department.
Well, that's right.
Well, that's right. Now, can you tell me what it's going to be like? You know, who's in it, what they'll wear, and so forth? What's the matter, Mr. Marshall? The guy must be nuts.
And is a Blue Network program of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.